Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Tony Alamo, and we're continuing on with part four of how that the Bible tells us that Rome is powered. The Roman Catholic cult is powered by the spirit of Satan, and is not only the enemy of the United States, but is the enemy of the entire world. And so the Lord gave me a piece of literature which points that out. Rome's Antichrist agents are in the United States now, claiming to be United States agents, and they like to destroy Christianity. They actually killed a bunch of babies and moms and dads at Waco, and the government agents told me that I was supposed to be Waco, and they started calling me when they had me in on trial Waco 2, that I'm going to be the next one. But that won't happen until the Lord allows it to happen. And really, I've been in the ministry 41 years. That's a year longer than Moses. And so I'm ready. You know, I'm ready for whatever. And I'm happy in the Lord. I love living the life of Christ. I love Christ living in me. I don't believe in us living everyday life, our life, that Lord wants us to enjoy our everyday life. But I believe that the Lord wants us to enjoy Christ, to enjoy Him. Because if we're enjoying the Lord Jesus Christ all the time, we're not worried about what happens to us during the day. We just are praising and thanking the Lord no matter what happens. Amen. And we feel His power in us, and we're able to go through it very easily, because it's the Spirit that gives us the power to be able to do that. So many people complain that some people in the church are not treating them right, and so they're going to go down the hill, or there's something happening in their life. They're not getting loved enough by their husbands, and so they just want to throw they just want to go backslide. They want to get themselves another husband. A lot of them like to kill their husband. But they had me in jail for the false charges of tax evasion or tax fraud, whatever you want to call it. They actually put me in there because of the gospel that I preach. There was many women in there that had killed their husbands, and probably because of the fact that they'd been out committing adultery and their husbands didn't like it, and maybe whipped them or something, you know. In the Bible said in that they should be stoned to death for committing adultery. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Are you advocating that, Pastor Tony? I'm advocating everything the Lord says. Amen.
Amen.
So whipping a woman, I mean, doesn't give the woman a license to actually, after having committed adultery on the guy, for him to, her to kill him in his sleep. And people in this government that we live in today are justifying that. They say that's justifiable homicide because he whipped her up alongside her head. I mean, you know, things are so reversed. It's unbelievable. But the thing I would do is, if my wife committed adultery on me, I'd just put her out the house. And if I didn't like the house that much, I'd just take off and get me another house, okay? This is my house, you know, like they say down south. This is my wife. She's not my wife if she's committing adultery on me. I'm not going to whip her alongside the head, because that wouldn't do any good anyway. You can't whip Satan other than by preaching the gospel to him. That's what enrages him so much, is that he can't lead me in to that sort of thing. Now, if somebody is like mocking or scoffing the gospel, the Bible says to smite a scorner, somebody that doesn't listen to the gospel. I believe in that. Okay, I believe the Bible. Okay, now that has nothing to do with evolution. except, you know, if you smite a scorner, they might repent, and so they would evolve into a saint rather than a sinner if you smack them one across the mouth, okay? For scorning, for being a scorner, scorning the Bible, or but, you know, that too, I like to just put people out of the church because they don't belong here. The 11th chapter of Revelation states that we're to measure people in the church to see if they qualify for being in the church. And if they don't believe the commandments, they don't measure up to the Word of God, in other words. It's a measuring rod. That's the measuring stick that it talks about in the 11th chapter of Revelation. You're to put them out with the Gentiles, the unbelievers, the people that live their own lives rather than let Christ live his life out in them. And Joyce Meyer has a program that's called Enjoying Everyday Life, and she's saying that we should enjoy our life. But the Lord says that he wants our life to be done away with and let him live his life in us. Amen?
Amen.
So if I was Joyce, I'd change the title on that, because I'm making a lot of people hip to what the Bible really says. Amen?
Amen.
And so that right there, she got egg all over her face again. Egg all over her face again. And I'm not saying she can't talk good. Hitler could talk good, too. He talked so good that they annihilated 7 million Jews. Because they thought that instead of trying to convert them, Hitler being a Catholic, they should have tried to convert the Jews if they think that they're Christ haters. What could be more Christ haters than this Catholic cult that's taking the Bible out of school, that's telling people, don't mention the name Christ around me. The word Christ is offensive to me. The name of Christ, the name of God, don't even mention it in court. These are the ones that hate God. So if people want to, I would say, you know, would you think that the Germans would want to kill them? No, because they were Catholics. Amen?
Amen.
Lutherans, they call themselves Lutherans and Catholics. They're the ones that murdered the Jews. The Jews, many of them, are coming into the Lord now, and they believe the Bible, but they still want to kill the Jews. I'm a Jew. My real name is Bernie Lazar Hoffman. Now, that's a double strike against me, according to the Vatican, because they hate Christians and Jews, so that's why they got a double-barrel shotgun after me. They just don't like that at all. But on the other hand, the feelings are mutual, boys. Okay, I don't like Satan, and you people love Satan, and I hate him. And the Bible, Jesus says that we are to hate Satan, but love the Lord. Hating Satan doesn't mean that we're supposed to kill people that are possessed with the devil, but we're to watch out for them, stay away from them as much as possible, and just preach the word to them, to try to convert them anyway, so that it doubles and redoubles the punishment on them when they wind up in hell and in the lake of fire. So the more you people listen to me, and I know you government agents are listening to me, and the more you ignore the gospel, the hotter it's going to be for you in the pit of hell in the lake of fire. Don't say that someone never told you, because I did. And I'm one. The Bible says that in the last days, we Jews who wrote the Bible, not you Gentiles, not you Americans, this was a Middle Eastern book written by people that were of the Lord, the Bible states that we would be called in the last days, just before Christ comes back to earth, to preach the gospel to you Gentiles that have made Christmas into a Santa Claus, the birth of Christ, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ into an Easter rabbit. You're idol worshippers. You idol worship a fake fat man in a red suit and try to tell your kids about that. Don't you know how ticked off they're going to be at you when they find out that there's no Santa? You know, it's Jesus that gives you the blessings. Amen?
Amen.
And, you know, that would really tick a child off. I knew a man. I met him in prison when I was in there for the gospel on the charges of IRS problems. And he wrote a whole story of how ticked off he was when he found out that there was no Santa Claus. And here he was about 30 years old, 35, somewhere in there. And it was just really touching to see. He called him a few choice names for saying those things to him. And no, you should teach your children about the Lord Jesus Christ and about God. Amen?
No.
And so, but at any rate, Father, let's go up to the throne now, everybody. Father, we ask that you pour out your spirit, your anointing spirit on this message, on the reading of part four here of the Antichrist government in our government and throughout the world, saying that they're U.S. citizens, British citizens, Holland citizens, and Spain citizens, and Greek citizens, and also Arabic citizens. They're of the devil. They're all, even in Russia and China, they're all headed, these absolute criminals, satanic spiritual criminals, are agents of Satan, and they all bow to Rome, the seat of Satan. Lord, we ask you anoint this service, this message, everything that's being said, and Lord, anoint my commentary, the things that you want me to say on this broadcast, so people can understand the word that are in the church, and those that are the people that are not in the church, of your body, that are out in the world, that are lost, that are carnal, and can't seem to, they just can't get rid of their sinful lives, that, Lord, let them, through your anointing, your outward anointing, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, let them know that there's power for them to be able to live a godly life in Christ Jesus if they accept Christ Jesus in this message, that just ask him to come in to your heart, and by the Holy Spirit, Jesus will come into your spirit, his eternal spirit with the Father, by the Spirit, will enter into your temporal spirit and make your spirit immortal, eternal. And then he'll give you the power to keep his commandments. So many people say that, oh, Jesus did it all. He did, and he expects us to be the continuation of his incarnation here on earth. And with his power in us, the same power that was in his human body when he's here on earth, he was able to keep all the commandments. And the Bible, the Word, says that we will be able to do the very same thing. And I can attest to that. I'm a testimony to that, that this is extremely possible. And then I know many other people that are keeping that are doing what the Lord says, and are able to do it, and to abstain from fornication, adultery, drugs, alcohol, tobacco. People say they were born to be homosexuals and lesbians. That's why the Lord says that you need to be born again. You were not born a homosexual. It's the evil spirit that entered into you when you were laying helpless in your crib. But the Lord says if you are born again, anew, in the Spirit of God will enter into you, and you will hate the things that you were before. And you'll love the things that you are now. You'll enjoy the life of Christ. Not your life, but the life of Christ. And the Lord wants to enjoy us, to enjoy him, because he is our everything. He's our food, our water. He's our very life, the air that we breathe. He's the kingdom of God. He's the temple we live in, and we're his temple that he lives in, to give us that power. Same power that he had when he was here on earth in the human body. Father, we ask that you strengthen the church, lift it up, lift into your whole body higher and higher. And Lord, let them hear what the Spirit saith unto each human being that is in you, the churches, and let billions of souls be saved. And Father, we ask it in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now we have a couple of letters here. Let's read them. Where's the first one from, please?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay, we've just recently been down there with our literature, distributing it among the people, the folks. Go ahead.
Pastor Alamo, I'm sure you'll remember in the early 1980s, the so-called, quote, Jesus seminar, unquote, when a group of cynical, heretical philosophers, historians, and teachers tried to question the authority and deny the deity and majesty of our sovereign Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Well, I remember that before 1980s. My wife, Susie, my deceased wife, Susie, died in 82, and we'd already been in the ministry 17 years when she had died. But, yes, we knew about that a long time ago. Then what else?
The claims of Christ are undeniable, unmistakable, and irrefutable. I know that is why God inspired you to write the Messiah. I am convinced every Christian should read this book. It is the finest exposition of Christ in prophecy I have ever read.
Right, and every Jew should read the book, too, because it condenses the Old Testament with the 333 prophecies of how Christ would come into the world, the day he would be born, the day he would die, how he would be, how he would live, and that he would be killed for the sins of the world, and that he would rise again, and that he'd have nail-pierced hands and feet, and he'd be pierced in the side, sold for 30 pieces of silver. Anyone being born before the Messiah was born is a phony. Anyone born after the Messiah was born is a phony. Also, anyone claiming to be Christ that was not born on those days is an out-and-out phony. So, and anyone that didn't die with nail-pierced hands and feet pierced in the side, sold for 30 pieces of silver, and the exact date that the Lord tells all these things would happen, how could anyone disbelieve the gospel? Order this Messiah book. We're printing it right now in Polish. We've had it printed in many, many languages. Take a long time for me to tell you all of them. Got Italian, French, German, Russian, Israeli, Arabic, of course English and Spanish and Greek, and it goes on and on and on. So order it, and we'll send you one free of charge. We don't charge anything. Freely the Lord gave the gospel to me, and I give it out according to Scripture. I give it back freely. And I just love to preach the gospel and teach the gospel, and I love to give out the word for those that are hungering and thirsting for that which is right, for righteousness, to live a righteous life in Christ by the power of the Spirit of God that lives in them with Christ. Then what?
For His glory alone, signed Martin from Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha. All right. Then what?
The next letter's from Cameroon, Africa.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Alamo, special greetings to you and the entire Alamo Christian Church in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am writing with love and satisfaction from Cameroon to thank you for the different volumes of literature and the two copies of the book Messiah that I received from you.
You know, because this man is satisfaction, he says. He's satisfied. He's happy hearing about the Lord because that's the only thing that satisfies your soul. Sex and drugs and all the other things in this world cannot satisfy your soul. Only Christ can satisfy your soul. Mm-hmm. This is why the Apostle Paul and many of the disciples were able to live a godly life without being married. The Apostle Peter was married. And it's all right to be married. It's good for a man to be married, and it's also good if the Lord calls you to not be married, because a person that is married cares more about their wife than they do the Lord. But a person that is married cares a lot for their wife and the husband and so on. And it's good to care about them because it's a commandment of the Lord, but it's much better to be married than to burn, amen, to go to hell, right?
Amen.
And but people, if they walked in the Spirit, they wouldn't worry about burning at all right? And some people say burning in their with burning desire. That isn't what it means. It means it's better to marry than to burn in hell in the lake of fire is what that really means. So let me straighten you out with the doctrine, the true doctrine of the Lord. You can make up stuff like Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and that it means burning in your flesh. But let me tell you the truth. It means burning in hell. because if you commit adultery or fornication, you're going to hell. And if you did it without knowing the scriptures and you weren't saved, you can be forgiven. But if you reject the gospel, there's no hope for you. All right, that's just what the Bible says. Read it and see. Okay, then what?
Since late 2004, I have been receiving from you every month a carton containing different volumes of your literature. Just today, I have just received two cartons from the post office, and I sent in this letter to express my gratitude. Thanks a million! Exclamation point. I am indeed grateful. Your articles are very inspiring and wonderful and thrilling. As a matter of fact, I have distributed your literature to people not only of my church, but neighbors and tribes in other cities out of the capital, who have testified of Christ's power unto salvation in your literature. Having personally read your literature in their volumes, I must admit that God is using you and your ministry as his battle axe to break in pieces nations and destroy kingdoms, according to Jeremiah chapter 50, verses 20 through 23. I fervently believe that in spite of difficulties, criticisms, and satanic attacks you have been facing all through the years till this day, you will definitely fight the Lord's battle to the end. Please say amen.
Amen. Everybody else say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I see him say that on TV. Everyone say hallelujah. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That means praise God. Amen. Amen. Is that so wrong for you to say?
No.
Okay, break the ice here, you know. Then what?
Pastor Lamo, please, my church is in need of Bibles. Here in Cameroon, some Christians come to church without Bibles in their hands. My church is still growing and has no financial base to provide certain needs. Please, in addition to the world newsletters received monthly, I would like to receive on behalf of other members of my church in Cameroon 50 copies of the Holy Bible thrice a year, bearing your seal, to be dedicated to you.
Oh, we want you to dedicate it to the Lord, not me. I'm just one of his many members of his body, and you are too. And so just we'll send you the copies of the Bible. Send them two cases, 24, that's 48, all right?
Okay.
Then what else?
I also intend to distribute some of these Bibles in villages and towns where your newsletters have been distributed. As a pastor, I have been tremendously blessed through your messages. Personally, I would like to request also for your taped cassettes carrying your messages. Thank you very much. May God richly bless you and fortify your zeal abundantly. Waiting to hear from you soon, yours in Christ, Jonathan from Cameroon, Africa.
Praise the Lord. You know, the older you get in the Lord, the more zeal you do have. It's zeal, and the fire is there, but it's not wildfire, you know. But I'm more zealous today to get the word out and more hateful of the things of Satan than I've ever been in my life, because I know more about him and I know more about the Lord now than I ever have, and I'm growing. I'm still growing. You know, it's amazing. I think we'll always grow as long as we're alive if we keep staying in the Spirit, praying to the Lord. All right, now, this is part four of the evil one world government, or that is within our midst, that are not really U.S. government, because our U.S. government would never, the real U.S. government would never kill our own citizens, would never send our citizens off to war, a fake war, a fictitious war, a war that's just, you know, we have an article here that Bin Laden, just as I said in one of my tracks, has been dead now for years. He had kidney problem and had to have this dialysis machines on him all the time. They tried to say he's in a cave, but there's no plug-ins for a dialysis machine in a cave, you know? Right?
Right.
And so maybe that's why he died, is because he was in a cave. But it says that he died in a hospital, okay? Or a hospice. You know, where they murdered Terry Schiavo, our illustrious government. That is not our government. This is not our government, folks. This is the Roman Catholic cult government that the Bible tells about, that would be have the entire world in its grip, except those of us that are born again of the Spirit. That's why they hate the Bible. They don't want you to know these things. So pick it up and read it. That way, people like Jack Van Impe and all these other people will not be able to deceive you with their false doctrine, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, this guy can rattle off scriptures one after the other, but trace them down. They don't mean what he's saying. He sounds so intelligent, and he looks so enthusiastic, and I really wish that he was other than a Roman Catholic. You know, he claims to be a Christian, then all of a sudden he let the cat out of the bag and stated what he was. And I knew one thing, that he's for sure unscriptural. Absolutely. Don't listen to the guy. All right? Listen to me and then follow up on the footnotes. You'll see that old Papa Tony's right here. You know, you'll see. Read the Bible and you'll see. We have all the footnotes. Gosh, we must have thousands of footnotes in our the literature that the Lord has given me. And you'll see that what I'm preaching is the actual truth.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's continue on with part four of this piece of literature. Go ahead.
The last broadcast, John Peeler, the undercover agent for many government agencies, stated that he knew that the accusations about Tony Ulamo's church having guns were false because of talking to several of the members and also reading his literature. So he, John Peeler, continues here in part four of people claiming to be U.S. agents are really agents of the Antichrist one world government from Rome.
Yeah, this update here kind of reminds me of the old Red, Red Rider or the Lone Ranger's things. Meanwhile, Tonto, back at the ranch, you know, and so on and so forth. Last broadcast was, it was a cliffhanger of some kind or another. And this literature here, is definitely is far more realistic because you're living in this world right now, and these things really are going on. You saw them murder those children and men and women. They said, "Well, they were abusing those kids. They were abusing the kids. This government burned them up and killed them." Okay, what could be more abusive? You know, they should have said, get all the kids out. Come on, bring them out. Because we want to kill David Koresh, okay? But no, they enjoyed. They enjoyed the spirit of Satan. But we enjoy the spirit of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, you government agents, my goodness. One time when I was in prison over at the... This time they said I wanted to do something to a judge, you know, and that I wanted to capture a judge. Me, capture a judge? I want to get as far away from them as I possibly can. I don't want to kidnap one, but I won that case for sure. And one of them, after the trial, they were bragging about, well, we're going to, because they still were keeping me in there on some other false charge, and they finally dropped that one, and as you can see, I'm out now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but they said, "Well, I'm taking my kids to the carnival, and or to the fair, you know, and we're going to see animals and go on all the rides." And they were like taunting me, like I cared about that kind of stuff. And I told them there were three of them there, marshals, and I says, "You know something? I said I wouldn't trade my life." To be where you're at on the other side of these bars for all the money in the world. And the guy says, "Why?" And the other one grabbed his holster and started pulling a gun out of me. I said, "Hey, man, what, are you going to kill me because I said I would love the life I'm living in Christ?" I said, "I wouldn't want to be as ignorant to the gospel as you are." I said, "Put your gun back. You guys will get another crack at me one of these days." And him, in his stupor, considered that for a moment, then shoved his gun back into the holster. Now, this is how horrible these wicked people are. We get letters all the time of the abuse that people are getting by these people and in prison. And this is just one of them. Okay, go ahead.
The Bible says that Rome is powered by the spirit of Satan himself and is not only the enemy of the United States, but the whole world.
Okay, so... that's what this is saying here, this piece of letter. Go ahead now.
Peeler continues. So anyways, the government has been after Pastor Ulamo for many, many years. because the government is afraid of anyone that speaks the truth in this country about some of the terrible things that some of the government officials do.
Yeah, no, a lot of people say the government would never do that. You saw them kill those people, murder them.
Amen.
Over in Waco, and you saw them bombing this country over here and saying that Bin Laden is alive and he's the bad one, hiding in caves, one cave to the other, dragging his dialysis machine behind him like a tail. Okay? My God, wake up, you people. You can't be that stupid. Reminds me of Edgar Bergen years ago that had these two wooden dummies. One was Charlie McCarthy and one was Mortimer Snerd. And he says, Mortimer, how can you be so stupid? And Mortimer says, well, it ain't easy. Well, I'm asking you people the same question. How could you, after seeing these people do these things, be so stupid? Are you answering me back? I wish I could hear you on the radio here. Are you saying, it ain't easy? Okay, go ahead.
I have known too many government officials from top to bottom that did things that are totally evil and against God's law and against man's law. But one of the things the government agencies do is if you get on the list, they get people to infiltrate your organization, try to do away with you in certain ways, and if they can't get you any other way, they pull the Al Capone thing and get you on the tax laws. The tax laws are so complicated that it's a very easy way to get people. I personally knew William Jefferson Clinton, also known as William Jefferson Blythe. I know the people in the Secret Service, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Drug Enforcement Administration, and many of these agencies work the same way. They have what they call the Violent Crime Task Force, and they go after people they want. Pastor Lamo is not violent. He preaches love and peace, to my knowledge, but he is on this list.
Right. Love is the keeping of God's commandments. That's all I'm preaching, is keep God's commandments so that you can go to heaven. Isn't that love that I'm trying to keep you out of hell and get your soul to where you believe the word of God that you can go to heaven? And you don't want to call that hate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then what? Like the Apostle Paul said, am I considered your enemy because I tell you the truth? Why do you want to rule that I'm your enemy because I'm telling you the truth? And I'm not Satan saying evil things about Billy Graham or these other people that I'm saying that they should get right with the Lord, because they're not right with the Lord. They're preaching that they don't know that sinners are going to hell or not. And it's plain in the Bible, all over the Bible, that you're going to hell if you have sin on your soul. You got to repent. All right? So, you guys put your holsters back, your guns back in your holsters. All right? Simmer down, Doopy. All right, what else?
He didn't sell out to the government and say what the government wants people to say, that the government is good and righteous and is doing right for the people, which they're not doing. But one of the warnings that I want to give to Pastor Lomo right now is, you notice a lot of people in the United States are dying of cancer. Now, this is a scenario, okay? That could happen, okay? The FBI, BATF, CIA, and CIA officially did not work for the United States, but they did work in the United States and do a lot of things. But now, under the new Anti-Terrorist Act and the Homeland Security Act, they can legally work in the United States. But I knew CIA agents that have been working in the United States for years doing deals. But okay, you're on a list of the government. They can't find anything wrong or anything you're doing. So pretend I'm this person. This is pretend now. I'd go to your house and I'd check over your house, look over it, try to figure out when you come, when you go, where you live, as much information as I can about you that I can get. Okay, then after I do that, I go to the local water department of the town, and I show them a badge and tell them I'm a federal agent, and what I need is a water person's uniform, because I need to go in and watch this person's house and supervise it. And most of the local government agencies and utilities are proud to help out the federal government on a deal. So then I go to your house and I take my little black bag of dirty tricks with me, which may include I have lead-lined gloves, and then I have a little thing that looks like a pencil lead, but this little pencil lead is used in Texas and overseas in the oil-producing countries. This little pencil lead is a type of uranium compound. I think it is uranium-P35, but I'm not exactly sure the designation of it. But it looks like a tiny little pencil lead out of a mechanical pencil. It comes in a lead-lined case, and that's what they do. And the legitimate purpose for this thing is they drop it down an oil well, and then they drop a few sticks of dynamite with blasting caps with it. Then they explode it. When they explode it, they can get a Geiger counter and look at the fissures of the ground and figure out which way the fissures go in the ground and try to figure out where they need to drill for oil. This is the legitimate purpose of it. But one of the purposes that the Roman-controlled United States government uses for this device is they get this little tiny device, get lead-lined gloves, and then I go to your house and knock on the door and I tell you that your water meter is messed up, that I need to change out your water meter because it's costing you too much money. And you're proud that I'm changing your water meter out because it's defective and costing you too much money. So I go around there, turn off the water, get into the incoming line on your water meter, then I get this little copper screen wire. I put my lead line gloves on, I put this little uranium element inside the copper screen wire, and then I put it on the incoming line to your home or your business. And then what happens is I put it back together, knock on the door, put a note, tell you that your water is fixed, everything is perfect and working well. Now you can go back to using your water again. So then, anyways, about a week later, you change the water in your goldfish a little bit, and your goldfish dies. And then you have a parakeet, and your parakeet dies because some animals are more sensitive than others.
To that uranium. Then what?
And then the fur starts coming out of your dog or your cat, but you just think they're shedding and stuff. Then they start getting sick, and the vet can't figure out what's wrong with them. And then some of your hair starts coming out. But I mean, you are getting older, so maybe some of your hair comes out every now and then and stuff. And then after a while, the people in the house, especially the ones that are drinking more water than others, are starting to come up with types of cancer that are related to ingesting a radioactive substance. But the doctor doesn't know this because doctors don't know what to look for and stuff. So you are dying of some kind of poison. Radiation is a type of poison and one of the best poisons there is. There's all different kind of poisons, but it's one of the best and one of the easiest to poison a person by. So with the stuff that Pastor Lama was putting out, the truth about what the government's doing, the evil, corrupt things that some government officials, I'm not saying the whole government's corrupt, but there's too many people in the government that work for the Roman Catholic government that has infiltrated the United States government that are corrupt, that are doing evil things right now. That's one of the things that caused the collapse of the Roman Empire when the people in the government collided with each other because they were just totally corrupt, that people couldn't handle it any longer. I'm afraid that history tends to repeat itself in spiraling cycles, and we are there right now. But I am warning Pastor Lamo that things like that could happen to him. Also, I know personally a man that lives right here. We live in the Sherwood area of North Little Rock. I have asked him permission, and he will not give me permission to use his name because he still works for the United States government. He's retired from the United States Air Force, but he works in an official capacity. He got a degree in engineering and science. He works for the Air Force. Well, he retired from the Air Force, but what he does now, he goes to a place where he needs to do a deal to someone, and he goes to a pharmacy, and they shipped him a biological agent from a United States government pharmacy. He says he's a diabetic. They ship him something in the mail. He gets it in the mail, the pharmacist, because he's a diabetic, an alleged diabetic. I don't think he really is. But anyway, he gets the substance, and there are different substances that are passed different ways. You can pass it through the air, you can use a little ring that's got a little spike on it and spike a person, or you can put it in their water supply, or in a drink, or in some of the food in their refrigerator, or so forth. But if you notice, for example, look back at history and you remember John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated, but now even on the History Channel they don't say, quote, the man, unquote, they say, quote, the men, unquote, that killed President Kennedy. They've even done specials about it.
Right, and I've written tracks on it that it was five Houston or Dallas, one of the two Houston police officers that killed him, not who they said did. Okay. And what else?
And Pastor Alamo has even related in some of these publications, it is a fairly known common fact now that it wasn't a lone assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald. In fact, according to the government sources, I was not involved in the deal. It was before my time. I am only 54 years old. But anyway, what happened was James Files was the guy that was the trigger man that actually got the shot that got him. And he was proud of the fact and told it to all the government agents, operatives, and all the people that he met and got in contact with him. I was told by him and by other persons that he bit the end of the shell casing and set it on top of the fence post of the grassy knoll, the bullet that he fired, to show that he did it. But now, last I heard about the guy, he's in Marion Penitentiary for some deal that he did get caught on that he might have done or might not have done. But he's had all his teeth removed where they can't trace him back to the shell casing that got President Kennedy. So there's a whole lot of things that are going on, but if you remember the Kennedy incident, you'll remember, okay, allegedly the Warren Commission says that there is a lone assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, did it. And then Jack Ruby, a good friend of the police and government officials and so forth, is running some kind of a strip club. Anyway, he goes right into the police station, zaps him on national TV in front of God and everybody, and then all of a sudden he's in a cell, and he decides to talk to people, and then all of a sudden he comes down with a case of cancer that kills him really, really quickly. But I'm saying the government has the technology and the scientists and the wherewithal now that they can do things that people, if you can make it look like an accident, like my good friend Kathy Ferguson of Troopergate, Danny Ferguson's estranged wife. Okay, she was a nurse, but she was working as a receptionist in Memorial Hospital. She was an ex-beauty contest winner when she was young. She was in all kinds of beauty contests, a really beautiful, wonderful young lady. She went to a non-denominational, charismatic church after she broke up with Danny Ferguson of Troopergate. But the government and Clinton and the Secret Service, Terry Edwards, the United States Secret Service agent, they knew that she knew way too much. So what they did, they assassinated her. But the way they did it, she never owned a firearm in her life, and she was right-handed, and she allegedly shot herself in the back left-hand side of the head and killed herself. And people that are beauty contest winners don't shoot themselves in the head. And people that are nurses, they've got the key to the medicine cabinet. They usually do a drug overdose most of the time. So when the United States Secret Service over here in the Stevens Building in Little Rock, after that happened, they were not sure, the agents over there in the building, they knew it was a hit, but they didn't know who did it. And they didn't know whether it was the CIA, FBI, ATF, Secret Service, or who or which agent or agency did it, but they knew it was done. In fact, one IRS agent told me to pray for him. He said that he hoped that God would forgive him. He's praying to God that God would forgive him for what he did to Pastor Alamo. And he told me that he knew for a fact Pastor Alamo was framed up on the tax beef, but I'm sure Pastor Alamo and a lot of people know that by now.
Well, I knew it in the first place.
They underestimate the people of the Lord. Okay, then what?
Bracket. I knew it well before I was framed. End bracket. And this guy that's working for the Drug Warfare Center, going around killing people in the United States and worldwide, he enjoys his job. He's an average-looking guy and does it really well. But I'm saying it's unfortunate that I can't get him saved, get him straightened up, or get him to talk to Pastor Alamo and understand who God and Yeshua is and Jesus Christ is, and get straight with God and find out who the Savior is and get his life straight and try to repent and quit these things. There are too many people that are willing in these latter days, there are too many people that are willing to sell out to the government agencies and people for money and favors and all these kinds of things, and it is very, very unfortunate. But it's very unfortunate that we are in times like this where people can do things, kill people, murder people, slander people, do all kinds of evil things to people and get away with it in the name of doing the greater good for the Roman-controlled government of the United States, which is a member of the Roman Nazi Vatican-controlled one-world government. This is a very serious warning, and I am saying his food, drink, people around him, just be careful because he's telling enough truth. I've known for years that he's been on the list. You know what I'm saying? Don, yes. Peeler, and I'm sorry that I haven't come forward before and told you about the list, and you know that people are after him. Well, let me tell you, a lot of things that look like accidents nowadays are really not accidents.
I remember we were riding down the
highway, and all of a sudden a car, a big tank of a truck, actually what it was, is like a electrical truck or something, started hitting right for us. And the person that's driving the car is sitting right here. And we couldn't get away from it. And so I told her to pull off the highway, so we did, and they still grazed us on the side, and we spun around several times. A lot of people were bleeding in the vehicle, and I had glass all in my hands and everything. But that was a definite attempt. It was a government vehicle to make it look like an accident. And the person said that was driving the armored truck said, well, they were just reaching down just for a moment. It wasn't a moment. That vehicle was headed for us for almost a full 20 to 25 seconds, going right on our side of the road. We couldn't escape it. There's no way. Okay, then what?
And a lot of things happen. A lot of people have a lot of questions about a lot of things that are going down. Because with technology, the government's able to do things, and people die from sicknesses and disease and accidents. But if you look at the Clinton Chronicles, there's over 50 persons that they have evidence and facts and information about that Clinton had murdered to keep and gain his power and so forth, to cover up things and places and people that needed to be covered up because the government made mistakes and they had to cover up their mistakes. Are you going to pass this warning on to Pastor Alamo, I hope? Don, yes, I certainly am, and we really appreciate the information. Peeler, you are quite welcome, and like I said, I apologize to you and God, too, that I didn't come forward earlier, because you know I've studied Christianity and so forth, and if you know that a person is going to be killed or harmed and don't do anything about it at Judgment Day, you will be partially responsible for their demise. You see what I'm saying? Don, oh, absolutely. Peeler, that's how I understand Christianity. Do you think that is correct? Don, yes, I do. Peeler, I think it is too. So I'm saying, I'm trying to stop anything from happening to Pastor Lamo, because it's unfortunate that there are too many people, and too many people in Roman-controlled government agencies that are afraid of the truth and don't want the truth to come out. I am sure that there are a lot of people, a lot of agencies right now that are looking at his last newsletter about another Pearl Harbor and thinking about it and being very upset that he's getting the truth out about the World Trade Center. It was another Pearl Harbor, just like they said on the History Channel not too long ago. There were many people from the president and the top upper echelons of the Roman-controlled United States government that knew it was going to happen and let it happen. Now, since World War II, when the CIA was started, they got a lot of the old German high command and German officers of the SS and worldwide intelligence divisions and had them to help them start the Central Intelligence Agency, and used a lot of their techniques that they had used over there in Germany that are very unfortunate that they have continued and passed down these techniques of going after certain people and certain organizations for their religious or political affiliations. Don, well, that's for sure what they are doing to Pastor Alamo because he's exposing them. And we really thank you for the warning and for the information, and I will make sure that it gets passed on to Pastor Alamo. Peeler, well, I appreciate that, and be sure to keep me on your mailing list and send me a couple of copies of your next issue, especially if I'm in it. The actual tape recorded confession can be heard, and the transcript of John Peeler can be read on the Alamo Ministries website. Pastor Alamo's message. The greatest war of all time, the greatest war of them all, is the saints' war against Satan. Through God's Word, we both discover and understand everything about the great enemy of God and God's people. Through God's Word, we clearly see and understand the devil's policies, the devil's power, and the chief plan he has against the saints of God. We also discover the seat of his empire, Rome, from which his wickedness emanates to all the world. We are told to, quote, put on the whole armor of God, unquote, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. We are told to, quote, put on the Lord Jesus Christ, unquote, Romans chapter 13, verse 14. And we are told to, quote, put on the new man, unquote, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. All these are the same.
And to put on the mind of Christ, which means fill your mind full of the Word of God and do what it says. Then what?
How is it possible for the Christian to be clothed with spiritual armor? From where does the Christian receive God's powerful arms and armor so that he might wage war against Satan, the great red dragon? We must learn to lawfully use God's weapon, which is God's Word, so we may with success fight and win the entire war against the devil. Christ is the Word of God, and the Word of God is not only our armor, but also God, who came to the world as a man, John chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 14. He had both our human nature and the divine nature within. Christ, the Word, our God, commands us to, quote, be vigilant, unquote, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. To, quote, be diligent, unquote, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14, and to fight with zeal the spiritual war between the saint and Satan. If we refuse to be zealous about it, Jesus, in Revelation chapter 3, verses 16 through 19, states, quote, I will spew thee out of my mouth, meaning you will no longer be a member of Christ's body. You will no longer be a servant of God. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed.
Gold means that you go through the fire, you enjoy, if you're persecuted or if you go to prison, you still enjoy, because you know that the Lord is going to do something in and through you there. And I won hundreds of souls in prison when I was there. A lot of them were Muslims that wanted to kill Whitey. Okay, then what else?
And that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve.
With the Word of God, which is symbolic speaking there. Then what else?
The Word of God, which is spirit and life, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Unquote. Again, this is the war between all the saints and Satan. This last of all wars is said to be the cruelest war ever fought by man. Jesus, in speaking of the end of the world, said, quote, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, exclamation point, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time, unquote. Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. This conflict is the very last war, and it is taking place at this very moment. This war concerns every person in the world. No person can be neutral or be merely a civilian in this greatest of all conflicts. This war that I'm speaking of is taking place in every person's soul. If any person attempts to take a neutral or civilian stance in this conflict, that person already belongs to Satan. No one can say they are 4F, which would mean they are not qualified to fight in this greatest of all wars. Nor may anyone say they are deaf, dumb, blind, an invalid, or impotent in any way as an excuse to get out of this war. Again, every person in the world is involved, whether they like it or not.
Everyone's being attacked by Satan, and everybody, if you want to not go to hell, you're going to fight, whether you like it or not. If you don't fight, well, then you're not going to make it. Paul said, I fought a good fight, I finished the course, and therefore I finished the service that the Lord wanted me to do, and therefore there's a crown laid up for me in heaven. All right, then what else?
You are either with God against Satan, or you are with Satan against God. Jesus said, quote, he that is not with me is against me, unquote.
I wouldn't be against God if I were you. Then what else?
That was Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. God's word in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36, which is Christ, the word says, quote, all they that hate me love death, unquote. quote, Christ, the Word of God, is our wisdom, unquote, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. The saints' wisdom to wage war against Satan is easily understood when the Word of God is read. Anyone who is interested in winning this great conflict may do so by simply accepting the Bible's entire lesson, that is, by embracing and loving the entire course of the Christian life on earth. Examples. One of God's many scriptural lessons teaches us to expose Satan and his devices. We do this by following the examples of the other righteous men in the Bible, those who named the names of those wicked and evil men that Satan was using. Thanks be to God for those godly men who have shown us what wicked, evil men driven by Satan can do.
Such as Judas, the Bible doesn't hide the fact, and Alexander the coppersmith. And going back, you have Jezebel and her husband, Ahab. Ananias and Sapphira, and many others. The Bible doesn't hide anything. Okay, then what?
Quote, now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they, the wicked evil men and women throughout God's word, also lusted, unquote.
Okay, then what?
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6. These righteous men who have named the names of the righteous and the wicked in the Bible have won their eternal crown by shedding the light of God's Word into the world regarding these matters, and by keeping the light of God, God's Word, in them until the end. The
Bible talks about King Saul, who was turned wicked, and many other people. Go ahead, what else?
God told his prophet Joel that in the last days he would, quote, pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, unquote. Joel chapter 2, verse 28.
That means everybody, all flesh, A-L-L. So the people that are evil, the Spirit of the Lord is pouring out on them, attempting to get them to repent. And they're very wicked when the Spirit of the Lord pours out upon them and they don't repent. They're really going to be guilty at the judgment bar. Okay, then what?
God's Spirit is poured out upon all flesh by the preaching of His servants and handmaids, those who preach the Word of God to the lost people of the world.
Right, Mr. Peeler says that they're all these government agencies are listening to my literature, and I saw him reading my literature too. He says he goes in there and every one of them are reading it. So they know. Okay, then what?
Jesus said the Word of God is spirit and life in these words, quote, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life, unquote. John chapter 6, verse 63. The way God pours His Spirit out upon all flesh is through His genuine preachers and His teachers, those who minister the Word of God to the world. To prophesy is not merely to tell things of the future. The work of the prophet is, by faith, to walk in the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is for us a quickening, a life-giving Spirit. Prophets are always witnesses for God by the Holy Spirit.
So the Lord actually is the life-giving Spirit. There's no other life that can, eternal life that can come our way but through Jesus. So He's the only life-giving Spirit. Well, I see again that our time has run out, so make sure that you tune in tomorrow for part 5 of this piece of literature, and that might be the conclusion. Will it? Do we have still quite a bit more? Okay, well, part 5 tomorrow. And until then, stay in the Word and enjoy the life of Christ. Not your life, but enjoy the life of Christ. Let your life end so that Christ can live His life in and through you. In Jesus' name. Till then, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.